And now we say warm welcome to Wazza, Warwick Taylor, who is the brand that everyone knows and loves in Ballito when it comes to meat and meat products. Nice to have you on the morning show.
Thank you, Dave. Morning and morning, Ballito. Great to be here.
It's quite an interesting thing to observe that in a town like Ballito, one of the celebrities of the town is, in fact, our beloved Wazza. How do I know this? Well, I was at a comedy evening not too long ago featuring Skulk Beside Note, and he said, listen, Mensa, you know that Wazza. He did a whole sketch about Wazza.
Brilliant.
Because he's so famous, because you're on all the, you know, you're everywhere. But really and truly, your brand is synonymous with quality meat, good value, and you're located well, conveniently located. But the premise is, though, and I'm hoping you're going to correct me, that the butcher has kind of disappeared from most towns in the sense that they've been replaced by the supermarkets. And people say, well, yeah, because I suppose it's fair to say you got to do volume to make a business run, and that's why supermarkets have more or less moved the corner cafe out and many of the trades that used to be. Yeah. You've gone against that. How have you managed?
So you're right, Dave. Supermarkets have, they all sell meat these days. Whereas before, a long time ago, now decades we're talking, they didn't have meat. So you still had your butchers on the corner, and you would go and fetch your meat from a butcher. But there's a big comeback now. You know, the communities now want the specialized, they want the better quality. So there's a big move actually back to your butcher and your baker. And people like to support small business, you know. And we do it differently. So you don't come into our shops and find a pack of chops that's all pre-packed and six chops, perhaps not the thickness you want. So we come in and we serve our community. We want to help them eat better meat, firstly, and I can tell you why we think we're better.
Why don't we just do that right now? Because you raised the point. Because yeah. Not all meat is equal, and I say that with respect, because you get meat that is almost tasteless these days. I don't know why or how. I presume it's in the feedlot process or hormones or whatever.
So I've been a butcher for close to 40 years now, and the supermarkets are big business now. You know, they've got thousands of these supermarkets, and they're just too big for small farmers to supply them. So they have to go, they're forced to go and buy from the big feedlots. And I'm not criticizing the feedlots. They've got incredible businesses. They're billionaires, these guys. But us smaller guys, us little butchers, go to the farmer. We're basically buying directly from the farmer.
And there is the difference, because the quality that you get when you're able to choose has to be different.
So we'll find farmers, and we'll literally partner with farmers. And we want to partner with the farmers that are doing it right. Despite what you read, and bless those people who are the editors of the magazines, they also need to sell magazines. But the people out there think that there's no meat, no natural meat out, and that's wrong. Most farmers do it right. And most farmers love their animals. Their passion for their animals, they really look after them, they care for them, and they feed them the right stuff, you know. Grass-fed, we go for grass-fed beef, and this is where we're different, is that we'll go for the grass-fed beef, and that's why it tastes better. Mm. And I grew up with three girls, and I loved them. I always wanted to bring some steak home, and I'm going back a couple of decades now when they were still small and home, and they go, oh, no, Dad, man, we don't want steak. And it's because, and you mentioned it, it's tasteless. Yeah. And the feedlots, they put in food, and they put in the growth steroids and hormones and things, but I don't want to talk about what they do, and that's to speed it up. They want the animal in and out.
Whereas, and a lot of those animals are also imported, or that was the case at one stage.
No, all local.
Is it all local now?
All local beef, but it's a big in and out. It's a factory boy. It's
sure.
And I think the biggest thing is a product called Zormax. It's legal. You're allowed to do it. But it what it does, and the best way to explain what Zormax is creatine. The human form is creatine. You know, there's a little guy. I was good mates with old Jeremy Thompson, and he's a little guy, and he was trying to make the Springboks. And when the rugby guys had an off season, he came back in the next season, and he was like, hey, you're like a dick, like us. I said, hey, Jeremy, what happened, young man? And he said, no, I've been having I took creatine, and
so it's a kind of steroid.
Puts muscle. It puts muscle. It replaces the fat with muscle, and it does it quickly. So Zormax is the same thing with animals. They put on muscle, and that's why the animals, the meat, has got no flavor anymore.
So it just bulks up without the natural.
Speeds up the whole process. Yeah. So we want to go to farmers. We source most of our meat from the East Griqualand area, Kokstad, Swartberg. And we go to farmers who let their cattle eat grass. And I will tell you, it's if it's cold and it's middle of winter and it's freezing up there, the conditions are harsh. So if that animal's got no food, the farmer's going to give it some food.
Okay.
So now, does that make it not natural? That's wrong. You know, that's what the magazines put, and they put these stuff to try and make the magazines sell. Farmers will look after that animal. If it's sick, it will call the vet, and they might have to give it a Jorva and keep it alive. I mean, it's same as us. We go to doctors, and they fix us, you know. But that is not what people are worried about. It's about... that's caring for the animals.
I think there's a huge awareness of the fact that there are certain additives in almost all commercially produced foods now. There are things that if you look on the labels of some products, you'd think, my word, you know, there's a you know, there's hardly any chicken in this chicken dish or fish in this fish thing. We understand the processes and industrialization, etc., etc. But where you've got choice, and this is the beauty about living in Ballito, you've got choice. And some say, well, it's more expensive, and I don't know if it is, because you seem to have specials that compete with the best available anywhere in the country without sacrificing the quality.
So we'll buy the best meat and we'll sell it at the best price we can. I don't go and hunt around and see what our competitors are selling for. We sell it as cheap as we can to make a profit. We got to be there next month and the month after that. And if we are more expensive, well, that's what it is. We strive to be the best, not the cheapest. But if we're 10 rand a kilo cheaper, then we don't put it up by 8 rand, you know.
Yeah.
We do what we good at, and we look after our own business.
And your business has evolved as well. It's not just the supply of the product in its raw form. You also have a huge reputation, particularly at the Lifestyle Center. I'm not sure about your other stores. Well, I know that you have a kitchen as well in the store in Salt Rock.
Yeah.
But at the Lifestyle Center, you have an opportunity to, you can buy the cut that you're looking for, and then the kitchen will prepare it for you.
Yeah, so we've got a menu there, Dave, and so we're almost a restaurant there. So you've got that sit-down area in the market, and it works so well. So you bring your family of five, and we like one big restaurant there, and Wazza does chops and steak and boulevards and burgers, and then the other guys do fish, and the other guys do pizzas, and the other guys do drinks. So it's a great way to have a meal. Actually.
It is, and the value there is quite clear for all to see. It really knocks it out the park.
So that's like a chisanyama, right here at the market, at the Lifestyle Center.
Yeah, but it's on the menu. Hey? Right. So you've got to choose off our menu, but that's the way we... We're doing it here.
That's really, it's next level. Yeah. You also have I'm talking now about the Lifestyle Center branch, which I'm very familiar with because we're neighbors, and I'm sure this happens in your others as well. You have an aging process that you can actually see. It's like the kitchen that you can, or the restaurant where you can see into the kitchen and see how well things are being prepared. This is, you've got a glass window, and behind that are cuts of meat that have been sitting there for some time, and you can actually see the aging process. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
And then you have the wet aged pre packs that are vacuum sealed and on a different shelf. and you've got the area where if you want someone to literally cut you, how thick would you like? And the guys are showing with the finger like that, steaks like that. Where do you find? Well, yeah, I mean it's quite a phenomenal operation. And I want to compliment you on your staff as well, because that makes a huge difference, you know, to be served by people that are actually keen to get it right.
Yeah.
And are, you know, so joyful, in fact, about what they're doing.
I'm so glad to hear that, because that's the greatest compliment. It's almost a nicer compliment than this rump steak was great. And obviously, people are expecting a great meat and great tasting meat and that, but to get a compliment of your staff, that's what sets us apart. Two things set us apart from our competitors is our meat, and probably more so our staff. We want to make you, the Bolito local, or if perhaps you're visiting here, your shopping experience more than just a butcher shop, more than just coming in to get your meat. Where from the minute you walk in, it's warmth, it's greeting, morning, nice to see you again, and we spend lots of time with our people, and we're a family.
It's a culture that shines through. I mean, I'm not blowing smoke when I say that the experience.
I appreciate that.
It clearly is the culture, as I say, of any organization comes through immediately and on that personal interface.
Yeah.
So there it is. And was I doing things right in the meat business? What is hot and happening, and what is special this week that you can think of off the top of your head? Because there's got to be something good.
So I've got something new happening for the first time. We're going to do it at Salt Rock on Saturday. Every Saturday morning, we're going to have a sheep on the spit or lamb on the spit.
Ooh.
And we're going to offer lamb rolls with a little bit of coleslaw. You know, it'll be available from around about 10 a.m. until it's finished. We don't know how much to cook, so get there early to get yours, but that's going to start this Saturday. That's actually the newest thing that we're doing. Then we also run specials every week. Everybody loves their meat a little bit cheaper, so we work hard at getting at working out specials. So this week's special is from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it'll be lean beef mince at $79.90, and it'll be 50-50 mince at $69.90. What is 50-50 mince? I'm glad you asked.
I know what it is. I follow you.
It's 50% pork and 50% beef mixed together, and that pork just makes it really nice and juicy. Obviously, it makes it cheaper because pork's a cheaper meat, but that's not the purpose. We're making 50-50 mince. We are helping people to enjoy a nicer quality mince, nicer tasting mince.
I got to tell you, I got the top tip from Jamie Oliver. Not personally, I was following his blog, and he used that example of taking pork and beef mince, mixing it together, because you get the most sensationally juicy, flavorful. It bulks up nicely, because obviously you mentioned the point that pork is slightly cheaper, but it's an absolute winner. Top tip among restaurateurs and chefs that prepare the best burger patties and that sort of thing. Yeah, half and half. Well, you do it for the customer already. So there it is.
We mix it up.
It's a great win. Nice chatting, and we'll do it regularly, because I believe this is an association that we're extremely fond of. So thanks for popping in on the first of many conversations to come when it comes to meat on the North Coast. You know where to go. Wazza Warwick Taylor. Used to be Taylor's and then became legendary. The Wazza brand is proudly homegrown, and we want you to support local, because local, as they say, is not only lekker, but it also creates a wonderful local economy that provides good opportunities for the local community, not only to enjoy fine food, but also job opportunities, etc., etc. So we're 100% behind. Thanks for joining us, and this will be going up as a podcast. If you've just joined us and you didn't hear the full story, you'll be able to catch up and listen on demand. Thanks again for joining us on The Morning Show.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Kinko.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
And The Morning Show continues.